代で。
This week's Torah Way has been sponsored Lichvay Tzimchas HaBar Mitzvah Shel David Rose. Yud Beis Nissen, Wednesday the 17th of April, Rabbi Aaron Hirsch, Yochel Berosh Chodesh.
Rabbi Wells,
So, in the Haggadah, one of the questions that is asked is Yochel Merosh Chodesh. I might have thought that you start the entire experience of Seder on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, whether that means that you would continue it through the entire 2 weeks, or simply have the day of Rosh Chodesh itself and a continuation on Tesvov is not necessarily mentioned in the Haggadah, presumably it's the latter. But either way, there is a strong Havamina that Rosh Chodesh should be the time we mark this element of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And it's difficult to really understand the Havamina, given that on Rosh Chodesh, Makkos Bechoros hadn't happened. They had not been given the green light to leave Mitzrayim. And all of the events that would take place on Yud Dalet hadn't happened. And the Mesiras Nefesh of Bris Milah, of Korban Pesach, all of those had yet to take place. And therefore, in what way is Rosh Chodesh Nisan something that directly connects to Seder night? And clearly the Havamina of Yochel Merosh Chodesh is strong, because the Baal Haggadah felt it necessary to bring a posuk to refute the question. Bayemahu, Bavurzeh, we needed psukim in order to undo this kasha. So it's true that Rosh Chodesh Nisan was the date of the first mitzvah that was given to Klal Yisrael. But that in itself, once again, is not something that inherently links to the concept of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Elamai, we have to define the mitzvah. What was it? It was a mitzvah of counting the months of the year. That from now on, Nisan is Chodesh number one, and there is a whole diyun in halacha, whether, in fact, you're allowed to write a check in January and write on it 2001-2019, because you are being over this tzivui of Rishon Hu Lachem Lachodshei Hashanah. There's a halachic deal whether one can or can't and what ideally one should do. But clearly, we are being given a way of counting time, even though there was one already. The years are attributable to Tishri. And those years have been in place since Od Marishe. Rosh Hashanah is a Yom Tov that revolves around Chet Adam Rishon and the Psak Din that Adam Rishon was given. So the years are there. The interesting thing, therefore, about this mitzvah is it doesn't come to replace the original calendar, the original way of counting time, but to supplement it. Meaning, there are now two calendars that a Jew has to be aware of. That which the Jew shares with all of mankind, because the original calendar is for all the Yotzei Chalutzov of Adam HaRishon, to the extent that in Nesana Tokef we mention Kol Bo'ei Olam Ovrim Lefanecho Kivnei Moroi, that it is a date that is relevant to all of mankind. In addition, there now is something unique to Klal Yisrael. What we are saying is that Klal Yisrael are now being given two directives. The first is that they share this planet with every other human being, and they come from a common ancestor. And in that sense, they have common rules. And in halacha, there are a number of things that are equally required of a Jew's relationship with Jews and with non-Jews. Geneva, for example. On the other hand, there is now a unique focus that the Jewish people have both with each other and in their relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They have a closeness, a connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which emerges from this mitzvah. It's not just a mitzvah, it's a defining mitzvah, and one that is directly relatable to Yetzias Mitzrayim. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't take us out of Mitzrayim simply that we should take a break from building pyramids. Rather, that we should become the nation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world, and that is seen through the fact that we count time our own way. We have something which is unique in the world in distinction to the rest of mankind. However, what still needs to be understood is why was this the mitzvah chosen to demonstrate the fact that Klal Yisrael have a unique connection? There are others. There are many mitzvahs in the Torah where we talk about amisecha, where we define Klal Yisrael as having a connection which is not true of the Umas HaOlam. Or, for instance, when we discuss kashrus. So the Medrash tells us that based on the Pasuk at the end of Shmini, V'nitamtem bom, that you will, through Macholos Asuras, literally act to stop up your spiritual arteries. You will clog your spiritual arteries. The Medrash tells us that the Umay Sa'olam can eat these Macholos Asuras and it won't have the same effect on them. Why? Because they live on a different plane to the one expected of you. So clearly there are other mitzvahs in the Torah which already speak of that unique relationship. Why was this one chosen? So I saw a beautiful idea in the Sif Sichaim, Reb Chaim Friedlander. He starts his piece with a very famous Rashi. Rashi at the very beginning of time, so to speak. Rashi, at the very beginning of Bereishis, asks Omer of Yitzchok, tells us that the Torah lehoyah tzarech lahaschil elo me'achodesh hazeh lachem reish chadoshi. Really, the Torah could have started halfway through Parashas Bo'i. Matam, why do we actually start in Bereishis? In order that we are able to refute the claims of the non-Jews when they come to us and say, Listim Atem, you stole Eretz Yisrael, and we will say, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created it, And HaKadosh Baruch Hu apportioned Eretz Yisrael to us. Now, Hagam, that claim doesn't work very well in the United Nations, but that's not what Rashi is saying. Rashi doesn't mean that by us quoting a Medrash to the Goyim, they will say, oh, okay, fine, I didn't realize that. Rashi is saying we need to know why we own Eretz Yisrael, because it is the land HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us, and of course we need to be aware that we only have it b'schus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore we come across a posuk, a warning, v'lo soki ha'oretz eschem, that if we don't live up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu standards, then the land is not ours, because it is attributable purely to the relationship between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Fine. Now, the Ramban goes to town on this Rashi and says, how could you possibly have a Havamina to miss out the whole of Sefer Bereishis with all the Yesodos of Emunah that come across through there? And it's called Sefer HaYashar and Maisa Ovas Simon Labonim, which the Ramban at length deals with in Sefer Bereishis. And all of this would be put to the side if not for this Rashi, if not for this Medrash. Says the Ramban, it's clear that we need the lessons of Sefer Bereishis. To which the Sifsei Chaim gives us the following insight. He says there were two moments in time that the world was created. One, as known, Bereishis Borei Elokim Es Hashamayim Es Haaretz. And that Bria continued for 26 Doros. Asara Doros me Odom Ad Noach, another 10 from Noach to Avram, and then you have Yitzchok, Yaakov, Levi, Kohos, Amram, and Moshe. You've got 6 Doros from 26 Doros from Brias HaOlam until Yetzias Mitzrayim. And during those 26 Doros, what kept the world going? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Olam Chesed Yibone, and that Chesed continues throughout those Doros. Hence, in Halel HaGadol, in Perek Kuf Lamed Vav of Tehillim, we have 26 Ki LaOlam Chasdos, because that was the Schus Kiyum of the world during all of those almost 2,500 years. It was run because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted it to run, and due to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's sustaining it alone. And then an absolute change occurred.
You
also say the Shem Havaya, right, Shem Havaya, that's correct, yes. And the Chassam Sofer attributes the Shem Havaya within the Seder of the Kili Olam Chasdos as well. So a change occurs on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. What is that change? All of Bria now lives under completely different rules. It continues because of a shutvus between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we will be the ones responsible for deciding what the world looks like. The protocols of the elders of Zion could have been written on Rosh Chodesh Nisan 2448, because it was from that day on that Klal Yisrael decided what the world would look like. If we dump chemicals into spiritual chemicals into the world's water, we can expect the world to be spiritually polluted. On the other hand, if we grow spiritual gardens in the world, then we can expect the world to spiritually be nourished. It's up to us. And that means that all the tanoim, all the conditions under which the world was created, have suddenly changed. And there is an interesting story that I came across in about Beryl Wine. He writes, well, he didn't write the book, but in the book Vintage Wine, which is written about him. So he was on a plane during, I believe, the Gulf War in 91. And Rabbi Beryl Wine. And there was a delay, and it somehow was linked to the events going on in the Middle East. And one of the women on board, not Jewish, looks at Rabbi Wein and says to him, "It's all your fault." And he looks to her and says, "You've expressed yourself inelegantly. It's not my fault, but it's because of me."
It's what?
It's because of me. Bishvili nivra olam. There is a reality to this that means that we bear the achrayus of what the world looks like. Now, during the period that there was nevuah, you could see cause and effect. You could see what you were doing. Nowadays, we take it on as an element of emunah nashkocha protis, of emunah in the outcome of our mitzvahs and chas v'shalom averus. We create reality. And therefore, dafka, this mitzvah means that on Rosh Chodesh, not only did we take the achrayus of mitzvahs in general, but this mitzvah shows us to what degree we are responsible for creating reality. Why? Because, as you know, the Torah tells us, Elim ha'adei Hashem mikrei kodesh, asher tikru oisam b'mayadam. Oisam is written without a vav, to which the limud is expressed, it's not al tikri, don't read it as tikru oisam, but tikru atem. We are the ones that declare when Rosh Chodesh occurs. And as a result, we are the ones that declare when is Pesach, when is Yom Kippur, with the famous incident that the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah describes, because we are in charge of deciding when the moon was born. Hagam. It is very possible that in the winter months, November, it was a cloudy night in Eretz Yisrael, and no one saw the moon being born. It was there, but no one saw it. And as a result, no one turned up to Beis Din. So Sanhedrin did not pronounce the Chodesh to be Mekudesh, and they waited till the next day, and then the next day they said, today is Rosh Chodesh. And they were completely wrong as far as astronomy is concerned. And you know what? We couldn't care less. Teva alone no longer controls the outcome of how the world runs. We do. Tikru atem afilu mutoim, even if we have, so to speak, made a mistake as far as the natural world is concerned, who cares? And this is one of the things that the Greeks couldn't bear. Why was it that they attacked? We can understand they attacked Shabbos, and we can understand they attacked Bris Milah. But Rosh Chodesh? Big deal. So they have their own calendar, so they have two calendars on the wall instead of one. It's much deeper than that. It means that we are now running the world. And therefore, this mitzvah defines a complete, a radical change in Bria. This is also why, says the Sipsei Chaim, that the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah tells us that Rosh Chodesh Nisan is Rosh Hashanah l'malchei Yisrael. Meaning, let's say a melech started his reign in the middle of Shvat, comes 6 weeks later to Rosh Chodesh Nisan, he's already in the second year of his reign. Because Rosh Chodesh Nisan is the day that we take over an achrayus, and the role is clearly not that we run the world without HaKadosh Baruch Hu, chas v'shalom. But we are now responsible for bringing HaKadosh Baruch Hu into world view. And the melech is a representative of the real melech, of the melech malchei hamlochim. And therefore it is on this day that we count the years of their reign. It is also for this reason that Hagam, the Mishkan, was completed on the 25th of Kislev. It was only erected, Vayi Bayim HaShmini, was on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. What did we do with the setting up of the Mishkan, of the Eish coming down as a result of our actions? we bring the Shekhinah into the world. It's down to us. And as we know from the Kruvim, it was a barometer to see what our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like, and the ultimate outcome of what would happen to the Beis HaMikdash, to the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, the existence of Klal Yisrael is bound up in this mitzvah, which is a mitzvah which not only counts time, but follows the Levona in order to do so. Because the Levona waxes and wanes, and so do we. We have good days and bad days, good tekufos and bad tekufos. There is the concept of tshuva inherent in the Levona, but there's also the understanding that because it's down to us, it won't be a ride which is equally smooth at all times. It's not the 26th Eros where things happen because essentially of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's input alone. And then the Sif Sei Chaim adds one last piece, and he says there's a famous machlokes, just mentioned, excuse me, mentioned a couple of times in Sefer Rosh Hashanah and other places in Shas as well, between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua as to when the world was created. Whether it was, as Rabbi Eliezer says, in Tishri, or as Rabbi Yeshua says in Nisan. Kiman matzla ho'idna. Who do we daven like nowadays? When we say Hayom HaRasayla, when we daven on Rosh Hashanah and discuss Bria Sarayla. So l'chaira, we daven like Rabbi Eliezer. However, Tosfos says that it's really Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim Chaim, that in Tishri Ola b'machshava, and in Nisan, the world was actually created. Says the Sif Sei Chaim, what does that mean, Ola b'machshava, when we're dealing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a note to himself that he should do this, and then it got put on the side for 6 months. Things intervened. What does it possibly mean? How can there be a break between Ola b'machshava and the Lemaisa? If this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to do, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it. And in the same way, when we look at Bria Sa'olam in Parashat Bereishis, Hayomer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, let X happen or occur. What's happening is, that is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bringing things into being. So why is there a six-month gap, so to speak, between Tishri and Nisan? Says Sif Sei Chaim, they are both elements of Bria. It's not a machlokes whether it happened in the one or the other. Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim Chaim means, in this context, that there was a Bria in Tishri and there was another Bria in Nisan. What's the difference between the two? The Bria in Tishri occurred purely as a result of Machshava, and the Bria in Nisan occurs as a result of Maisa, the Mainafka Minna. Bria that happens through Machshava. Machshava is an area, thoughts are purely private. There's nobody else. It's only HaKadosh Baruch Hu who creates in Tishri. Because there is nothing else other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whereas, when we refer to the Bria that takes place in Nisan, Maisa, by definition, is a public activity, and therefore, in the context that we are using it, relates to the Maisa not only of Nisan in year minus one, or year one of Bria at the beginning of time, but also to the Bria that takes place in Nisan of 2448, 2 weeks before Yetzias Mitzrayim. There's a Bria that takes place in terms of Maisa, that we become part of the plans of Bria. Because it is a public affair, not an affair that occurs purely within the domain of Machshava, which would be a purely intimate area of HaKadosh Baruch Hu alone.
It was a very public creation.
Sorry?
It was a very public creation.
Well, to whom? When HaKadosh Baruch Hu says Yehi Oyer, who's witnessing it? Who's seeing Bria? No, there's no one around. The Bria was a Bria of Machshava, created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu and unfolded to a witness of one, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Very differently would be the case Nisan 2,500 years later.
If there was no time before, there was no 6 months.
Fine, so that's, for that you'll have to go back to the shir I gave in 2009 in the beginning of Nisan on Birkas HaChama. I'm sure it's still somewhere in the archives of the Tearaway. And even though our whole purpose in Nisan and throughout Yetzias Mitzrayim was to be Megaleh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it would be done through us. B'domayech Chayi, we, through our dam of Mila and Korban Pesach, brought about that Gilui. So the Gilui is clearly HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can never take away from that. But there's a Shutvus which brings us into being. One last element. This is an idea I saw from Moshe Shapiro's itself. The Mishnah in Megillah tells us that there are Dalad Parashios in Chodesh Adar, basically. And the fourth is the time where we take out the second Sefer Torah and we read Chodesh Azeh Lochem. Why? Why do we read this parasha? So Rashi says, because it contains the parasha of Pesach, which is great if we were to be reading it on Pesach. If we read HaChodesh Azeh Lochem because it contains the inyan of Pesach, so read it on Pesach. I mean, we don't read on Chves, Rosh Chodesh Tishri, on Rosh Hashanah, the parasha that deals with Sukkos. Because Sukkos is in that month. However, what is interesting is that on a number of occasions, the Torah stresses Yitzias Mitzrayim in the context not just of the date, but of the month. V'alvadata es ha'avoida hazois b'chodesh hazeh. Z'chayr es ha'yom hazeh she'yitosem Mitzrayim ki b'chodesh ha'oviv. It was in the Hayom Atim Yetzim B'Chodesh HaOviv. Now, if you were to analyze that posuk, it doesn't quite work. Hayom Atim Yetzim B'Chodesh HaOviv. Today, you are leaving in the month. Yes, overall, the month is the month of Oviv, but today is not the month of Oviv. Today is a part of the 30 days that make up Oviv. But there is an instruction in the Torah to remember the month as well as the day. This is seen in the Haggadah in Avodim Hayinu. Towards the end of Avodim Hayinu, we say that Ilu Lo Hotzei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, had HaKadosh Baruch Hu not taken out our ancestors, Harei Onu Bneinu Bnei Bneinu Shubodim Hayinu Lepari. Now, the truth is, if you look at history, no empire has lasted 3,300 years. Nowhere in the world do we see that length to the existence of a single empire. And therefore, to assume that had there not been the Yetzias Mitzrayim, that we would still be there is extremely unlikely, and everything in history tells us the opposite of that. However, it does not say that we would be slaves to Paray. It says we would be meshubodim to Paray. What does that mean? We would be meshubod to a way of thinking, to a philosophy that is Paray's. Having gone through Yetzias Mitzrayim, we are now free of that ideology. What is Paray's ideology? That ein chodosh tachas haShemesh. That the world exists as it always has done, and the way the world runs is through events, but not through my input. We come up with HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem. There is the concept of Chidush in the world. We reject the idea of living under the mantra of Ein Chodesh Tachas HaShemesh. And therefore, Paroi is still living the original Bria, where you're still counting years, not Chiddush, not Chedesh. And therefore the gematria of the word Shona is the gematria of the word Paroi, because that's the system that Paroi exists under. But we take the Korban Pesach, and what we say is that our input makes a change, and therefore, when the Aseret HaDibros are given, the title that we have and the relationship that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hitzitzicho Me'eretz Mitzrayim Mibeis Avodim, not I am HaKadosh Baruch Hu that created Shemayim Va'aretz. Because what takes place now is not just the day of Yitzias Mitzrayim, but the Chodesh of Yitzias Mitzrayim. We have to always remember that we have the ability to be Mechadesh, to change things. That comes out of the concept of Avodato Es Avoda Hazois B'Chodesh Hazeh, that the Chodesh contains with it the ability of us to bring about Chiddush, as much as there is the Hayoim. So Hayoim has to be remembered on Seder night, and Chodesh Aviv has to be remembered on Parshas HaChodesh, which is what Rashi had in mind. And therefore, beyond the fact that this is the first mitzvah given to Klal Yisrael, and that this is a mitzvah that gives us the kelim to define time, it gives us the ability to be Mechadesh, to live in a world of Chiddush, and not to be subject to the world of Paroi and to an ideology that says, Ein Chodesh Tachas HaShemesh.